Good evening from the Laddie Semple Arena on the campus of Mount Marty College in Yankton, South Dakota, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference volleyball between Dort College and the Mount Marty Lancers. The Dort College defenders come into today's contest off of a victory last night over Viterbo, the number one rated team of the country. Dort College is now 17-3. Mount Marty comes into tonight's contest 7-13. Mount Marty 2-7 in the GPAC. Dort College 8-1. Mount Marty is on a two-match winning streak with wins over Grace out of Nebraska in presentation. The two wins for Mount Marty and GPAC play are over the College of St. Mary and Morningside. Mount Marty is averaging 11.5 kills per contest with a 160 kill efficiency. The Lancers average 1.6 service aces and 1.4 blocks per outing. Teams are averaging 12 kills with a 197 kill efficiency against the Lancers. Sierra Cloth averages 2.8 kills. Bailey Kutchta is good for 2.4. Laura Cattle is good for 2.3 kills per contest and has a 235 kill efficiency. Allison Cross puts down 1.6 kills. Sam Bischoff is at 1.4. The Dort College defenders are 17-3. And other than a hiccup against Northwestern and Jamestown in late September and early October, back-to-back nights where Dort College lost in 4 to Northwestern and 5 on the road at Jamestown, North Dakota. Dort College has basically been rolling since the start of the season when they lost their season opener against Indiana Wesleyan, a team that, by the way, is in the top 25 as well. Dort College reeled off 13 wins in a row at one point. They're now on a current 4-match winning streak. The defenders are averaging 13.7 kills per contest with a 252 kill efficiency. The defenders record 1.3 service aces and 16 digs per contest, along with 2.5 points off of blocks per set. Teams get 1.1 service aces against Dort with 2.0 blocks. Opponents are averaging 10.8 kills and a 139 kill efficiency. Brooke Granstra tops this team with a 3.5 kill average, and she puts down a 376 kill efficiency. She also gets to 2.2 digs. She has a team high 23 service aces this season. Emma Alton continues to come along. She averages 2.5 kills per set with a 244 kill efficiency. She's averaging just under a block per set along with Granstra. Haley Moss puts away 2.4 kills and has a 267 kill efficiency and is averaging one block per set. Then you've got Elizabeth Keel averaging 1.8 kills per contest. And Jenna Horstman has settled into the outside hitter spot with a 1.4 kills per set average. She and Altina play opposite each other. Keel and Walterstorff play opposite each other in the middle. Haley Moss is the right side, and the other player that comes around on the right side is Jamie Gasing. She puts up 10.6 kills per set, assists, I should say, assists 4 kills per set, and gets to 2.5 digs and just under 1 kill per outing. She's second on the team with 22 service aces. Summer Jansen has a 4.9 dig average. Jill Scouten averages 1.8 digs per contest. You also have Aubrey Drake playing in the back row, averaging right at a dig per contest for the defenders, and she has 18 service aces this season. Let's take a break and be back with a look at how we've arrived at this point with these two teams right after this. Continuing on then with a look at the action from last night for Dort College as they knocked off Viterbo. They limited Viterbo to a 110 kill efficiency. Granstra had 15 kills against just one error in 30 attacks. Horstman and Alton had 12 and 11 kills each. Gasing had 44 assists, and Jansen had 18 digs. Keel had 9 block assists and 1 solo block. Dort College is 28-0 against Mount Marty since 1998. Dort College won the September 16th meeting in Sioux Center 25-18, 25-16, and 25-13. Moss had 11 kills, while Granstra and Altina recorded 8 kills. Gasing put up 33 assists, and Summer Jansen had 12 digs. Next up for these two teams, Mount Marty is scheduled to face Doan on the road in Crete on Friday, York on Saturday in non-conference play. Dort College is scheduled to go to Midland on Saturday, October the 17th, and Briarcliff, 1 week from last night. They'll go to Sioux City for a Tuesday, October 20th matchup. Great Plains Athletic Conference standings heading into play tonight. Midland is 9-0. Dort College is 8-1. Hastings and Concordia are both 7-2, along with Northwestern. Doan has fallen a couple of games off of the pace in that fight for a top four spot. They're at 5-4. Briarcliff is 5-5. Dakota Wesleyan 2-6. Mount Marty 2-7. Morningside 2-9. College of St. Mary 1-9. Nebraska Wesleyan is 0-8. We play 16 matches in GPAC volleyball, so Dort College after this evening will have 6 matches remaining in GPAC action. Other GPAC action tonight includes Hastings at the College of St. Mary. Dakota Wesleyan is at Briarcliff. Doan visits Nebraska Wesleyan. Concordia's at Midland in a matchup of top 25 teams. Concordia, I believe, number 17 this past week. I don't have my standings in front of me. Midland is number 2 in the polling. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back with volleyball from Laddie Semple Arena on the campus of Mount Marty, Yankton, South Dakota, right after this. This is North College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. North College in their road black jerseys, white numbers and lettering. The libero this evening, Summer Jansen, is decked out in predominantly white with black numbers trimmed in gold. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Our officials this evening, familiar name, Todd Karolchek is the R2 this evening. Gene Ellis is the R1. Just saw Todd last night in the Dort College versus Viterbo matchup. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dakota Wesleyan with service. Maura Lisney will start things off for the Lancers. And we are underway with volleyball. Jump serve taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing throws it outside. Horstman. Horstman through the block for the kill. So Horstman records her first kill of the evening. And the North College defenders are on the board first, 1-0. Serving for the defenders will be Brooke Granstra. The attackers in the front row for North College right now, Horstman, Moss, and Keel. Serving for the defenders is Granstra, floater to the back line, taken by Mount Marty. They'll attack from the outside over the top of the block, and hitting it long and out of bounds is Sam Bischoff. Point North College, and the defenders lead 2-0. 2-0 our score on the attack, error by Bischoff from the outside. Tried to go over the top of the block, was successful in doing so, but hit it too long. Passed over the net, free ball for North College. Granster to Gasing. Gasing throws it backside over to Moss. Moss, right side attack for the kill. Haley Moss with the kill for Haley. That's her first kill this evening. If I remember correctly, Moss had a pretty good outing. First time these two teams played back in September. On the attack, Mount Marty pushed over the net, saved by Moss, kept alive by Gasing, gets it back over to Keel, pushes it over the net, controlled by the Lancers. Off the top of the block, the left-handed attack by Cattle. Here comes North College over to Horstman. Horstman unable to put it down. Here comes Mount Marty attacking left side Bischoff, saved by Jansen, gets it to Gasing, touch pass over to Keel. Keel with the kill. Elizabeth Keel with the kill, and for Elizabeth, that is kill number one. When these two teams met in September, Moss had 11 kills. Granstra and Altena each had 8. North College leading 4-0. Granstra, low hard serve, nearly an ace. Mount Marty will scramble, passed over the net, free ball. Just as good as an ace. Here comes North College on the attack. Keel. Keel with the kill. Elizabeth Keel with her second kill, and the North College lead is 5-0. 5-0 our score. And the serve by Granstra is in the net, and Mount Marty is on the board after the Granstra service error. Checking into serve for Mount Marty will be Maura Lisney. Lisney with service. So Lisney to line it up and send it over with her team down 5-1. Low hard serve taken by Granstra. Controlled. Gasing gets it back over to Moss. Moss pops it over the block. Controlled by Mount Marty. Power tip to the sideline and missing it wide and out of bounds is Cross. Point North College. Cross with the attack error. North College leads 6-1. Serving for the defenders will be Abby Palama. Palama with 10 ace serve. She's a sophomore from Rock Valley. Jump serve controlled by Mount Marty. They'll get the set up to the middle. Cattle. Cattle with a kill out of the middle. Laura Cattle with the kill. She comes in averaging 2.3 kills per contest. Cattle is a sophomore and listed simply from Australia. So Cattle with her first kill. North College attacking outside Altena. Altena off high hands kill. Emma Altena, the freshman from Sioux Center, putting it down from the outside on the assist from Gasink. So Emma Altena with her first kill, averaging 2.5 kills per contest. Jill Scouten, a junior from Sioux Center, has service. Scouten, low hard serve controlled by the Lancers. Set goes outside, over the top of the block, saved by Granstra. Jansen keeps it alive. Passed over the net by Gasing, controlled by Mount Marty. They'll attack, set to the middle, power tip, dug by Scouten. Comes back outside to Altena. Altena off high hands, again scrambling for it is Mount Marty. Lancers, roll shot, saved by Scouten on the cover. That was Sierra Cloth with the tip, controlled by North College. Passed over the net by Keel. Cattle blocked at the net. Did she get it off of the block? She did not. The ball never made it over the net. Point North College. An attack error for Cattle, And the North College defenders lead 8-2. 8-2 our score. Mount Marty will call a timeout. Back for more after this. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of North College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.north.edu/DGC. By the Beninglin Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. And by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling. Put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Attack right side, saved by Dort College. Comes over to Altena. Altena across the block, controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers attack. And hitting for the kill is Sierra Cloth. Cloth with the kill. And the North College lead is 8-3. 8-3 our score. Serving for the Lancers will be Lindsay Jakeson. She's been handling the second half of the setting duties for Mount Marty as of late, coming off a 20-plus set match against Presentation. And the attack by Granstra is long off the back line as she attacked from behind the spike line. And her attack error gives Mount Marty a point. Mount Marty trails 8-4. Serve taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gaysink. Slide right side. Keel. Keel with the swing. And no one touched it. We did have a touch on the backside. The back line judge called for a touch, but they did not acknowledge him. So Dort College receiving the serve, comes over to Altena. Altena over the swing, dug by Lisney. Mount Marty attacking, saved by Dort College, passed over the net by Gaysink, controlled by the Lancers. Lancers quick attack and unable to complete it is Allison Cross, point Dort College. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. So an attack error by the Lancers. And Dort College now with service. Serving is Aubrey Drake. Drake serve controlled. Left side. Saved by Drake. Kept alive by Jansen. Pushed over the net by Scouten. Controlled by Mount Marty. Forcing Dort College out of system on that play. Gaysink now gets it over to Granstra. Granstra comes back over to Altena. But we've got a player in the net for Mount Marty. Point Dort College. Altena will get credit for the kill on the block error by Mount Marty as they got in the net. Serving for the defenders will be Drake. 10-5, Dort College up by 5, set number 1. Just underway. Low hard serve catches the tape, rolls over, controlled by the Lancers, off speed. And a kill for the Lancers and Allison Cross. Cross makes it 10-6, Dort College in front. Serving for the Lancers is Taylor Murtha. Murtha with service. And Murtha will line it up, send it over. Controlled by Scouten, gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink back over to Granstra. Granstra a little late on the attack. Hits it long and out of bounds. Point, Lancers. And the Lancers trail 10-7. 10-7 our score. Murtha still serving. Taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gaysink. Shoots it outside Altena. Altena blocked at the net, covers it herself. Gets it back over to Gaysink, comes back over to Granstra. Granstra with a kill. So Granstra follows an error with a kill, and the Dort College defenders lead 11-7. 11-7 our score. Serve by Jansen, controlled by the Lancers. Set goes to the middle off high hand, saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Gaysink, quick attack. Granstra kill. So a couple of kills by Granstra now. She's got two. And the defenders lead 12-7. Jansen still serving. Her serve into the net, point Mount Marty. So Jansen served that one squarely into the net. Serving for the Lancers will be Sierra Cloth. Cloth with service. And Cloth's serve is long and out of bounds, point defenders. So the two teams trade service errors. Serving for Dort College is Gaysink. Gaysink serve low, controlled by Mount Marty. Back set right side over the top of the block, saved by Jansen, gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink pushes it over flat-footed, comes back. Gaysink now the dig up and over, and the Lancers trying to get the quick attack, not wanting to set things up and give Dort College a chance to get their defense in place. Rachel Reif hits it into the net. Point Dort College on the attack error. Served by Gason, controlled by the Lancers. They'll attack outside, tipped over the block, saved by Jansen, got it over to Gason, bump set outside Horseman. Horseman blocked at the net, point Lancers. So a block put up on the attack by Jenna Horseman from the outside, and the Lancers get the point. They trail 14-9. We've made it one time through the serve rotation. Dort College leading 14-9. Short serve taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gason. Comes back right side. Granstra. Granstra banks it off of the block for the kill. Granstra that time simply lining up on the right side and taking advantage of the block that was late in arriving. Banks it off the side of the block for the kill. Her third in that sequence. Now she will serve. The junior from Sioux Center. Low hard serve controlled by the Lancers. Pushed over the net by Mount Marty. Picked out of the net by Keel after Jansen saved it in. Now pushed over the net by Gasink. Here come the Lancers over to Cattle. Cattle tries to push it down. Jansen was there to tip it over. Now tipped back by Granstra. Outside Horseman. Horseman with a swing up into the rafters. It stays alive. Lancers will scramble and keep it alive. Saved by Jansen again. Gets it over to Gasink. Comes back over to Moss. Moss tips it into the net. Point Mount Marty. So an attack error by Moss, and the Dort College defenders lead 15-10. Dort College up 15-10, serving is Maura Lisney. Lisney with service, controlled by Granstra, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Keel. Keel blocked at the net point, Lancers. Mount Marty puts the block up in the middle with Rachel Reif. Dort College up 15-11. Lancers still with service. This is Dithsey. Saved by Granstra. No. Miscommunication that time of the Dort College defenders, allowing Mount Marty to get back to within three here at 15-12. Dort College was up 14-9 moments ago and then 15-9. Mount Marty on a three-point run. Gasink outside to Horseman. Horseman with a kill. Dort College has runs of 5 points already. Back-to-back points on four other occasions, and that's how they've built the 16-12 advantage. Palama serve controlled by the Lancers. Cattle. Cattle quick attack with a left hand out of the middle. Kill. Cattle with a kill. Laura Cattle with her second kill. And the Dort College lead is 16-13. 16-13 the score. Lancers with service, taken by Granstra, gets it over to Gasing, comes outside to Altena. Altena with the kill. 17-13 our score. Emma Altena with her second kill. Dort College leading by four. Serving is Scouten. Scouten serve, catches the tape, flies over the net. Now saved by Jansen, kept it alive. Altena sends it back to the middle of the floor, and Granstra mistimes the back row attack into the net, point Lancers. So an attack error by the defenders. Dort College leading 17-14. And Dort College allowing Mount Marty to hang around in this one. Serve taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing outside, Altena. Altena off high hand, saved by Mount Marty. Lancers get to it in the back row, passed over the net, free ball to Dort College. Keel to Gasing. Gasing back over to Keel. Keel off high hands, controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers attacking, and we've got a double contact called on the Lancers and Lindsey Jakeson. Dort College back in front by four, 18-14 after the ball handling error. Serving for Mount Marty. I beg your pardon, serving for Dort College is Aubrey Drake. Dort College by four, set number one. And Drake's serve is low, nearly an ace. Mount Marty scrambles to it, well off of the net, saved by Altena on the dig. Gets it over to Gasing, back over to Altena. Altena with the kill. Mount Marty has used one timeout already tonight. They might use a second one here, and they do indeed. Emma Altena with her third kill, and the Dort College defender lead is 19-14. Back with more after this. 19-14, Dort College leading by five, set number one. The defenders on a two-point run right now. They've scored four of the last 6 points after Mount Marty had narrowed it down to 15-12. So Dort College trying to close in and finish out set number one. Serving for the defenders will be Aubrey Drake. Drake with 18 ace serves this season. So Mount Marty has used both of their timeouts. They use the first one at 5-0. Serving is Drake. Drake, low hard serve, controlled by the Lancers. Lancers attacking. Set goes outside. Dicey unable to put it down. Here comes Door College. Dumped by Gaysink. Kill. Gaysink with the kill. Jamie Gaysink doesn't go to that dump shot as much as of late. Team scouting it out and seeing it coming more, so she has picked her spots with that move. Aubrey Drake serve controlled by the Lancers. Lancers attacking over the top of the block. A changeup and a kill for Allison Cross. Cross breaks the run of three in a row by the defenders, and the North College lead is 20-15. 20-15 our score. Taylor Murtha with service. So Murtha has service. And Murtha's serve, taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink back over to Granstra. Granstra for the kill. That slide to the pin on the right side, and Granstra smokes it through. Dort College leading 21-15. Dort College up by 6 and in command right now. Serving is Summer Jansen. Pops it over the net. Short serve. And Mount Marty returning the favor with a slide to the right by Sierra Cloth. Cloth with the ace serve, and the Dort College lead back to 5. See if Mount Marty can put together a run here. Cloth with serve. Cloth, jump serve, is long and out of bounds. Point Dort College. So a service error by Cloth. And Dort College in front by 6, 22-16. Serving is Jamie Gaysink for the defenders. Low hard serve controlled by the Lancers. Lancers attacking, thrown over the net, free ball Dort College. Gaysink back over to Granstra. Granstra with a kill. So Granstra with the kill, and for Brooke, that's her fifth this evening. Dort College in command, 23-16. Serving again is Gaysink, and Gaysink with an ace serve, the first ace by either team. And the defenders on set point, 24-16. 24-16, our score. Serving Gaysink. Gaysink, low hard serve, nearly an ace again. Mount Marty has to scramble for it. Pops it over the net. Saved by Jansen. No. A down ball that falls in for Sam Bischoff. Bischoff with the seventh kill for Mount Marty in set number one as a team. But now Mount Marty, the margin of error, gone. Dort College still on set point. Comes outside Horstman. Horstman banks it off of the block for the kill. And the Dort College defenders take set number one by a final score of 25-17. 25-17 our final. Dort College leads 1-0. We start over 0-0 right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Statistics through one set. Dort College 15 kills, 7 errors, 34 total attacks, 235 kill efficiency. Mount Marty 7-6-36, 0-28 kill efficiency. 21 digs for the defenders, 10 for the Lancers. Lancers with 2 points on blocks. Dort College with no points on blocks. Serving for the defenders will be Gaysink to start, and we are underway with set number two. Set goes outside, and Mount Marty has their first lead of the match on a Sam Bischoff kill. So Mount Marty leads 1-0. And the Lancers with service. Leisny with service. Taken by Jansen. Gets it to Gaysink. Shoots it outside. Horstman. Horstman with a kill. Horstman knots it up. 1-1. For Jenna Horstman, that is her fourth kill. Brooke Granstra led Dort College with 5 kills in set number one. Now she's serving with the score tied 1-1. Granstra serve catches the tape. Comes over. Now a block put up by Haley Moss. And that's the first block by the defenders. Block put up by 6'6" Haley Moss on the attack by Cross. Cross tried to tip it and ended up going right into the arms of Moss. Cross with a roll shot that time gets it around Moss. Now an overpass on the lunge by Jansen, and putting it down for Mount Marty is Laura Cattle, I believe. We're tied 2-2. It was either Cattle or Cross. Didn't see who had moved over to the middle on that sequence. Taken by Dort College, Jansen over to Moss. Moss on the one-foot takeoff and the kill. Haley Moss with her first kill tonight. I beg your pardon, number two tonight for Haley Moss. Abby Paloma with service. And Paloma serve sideline controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers attacking Cattle. Cattle off of the block for the kill. We are tied at 3-3 early on in set number two. Kill number four for Laura Cattle. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hovelman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Serve taken by Dort College. Granstra to Gasing. Gasing to Moss. Moss for the kill. Haley Moss with her third kill here in Yankton, South Dakota tonight. 4-3, Dort College up by one. Serving is Jill Scouten. Scouten, serve controlled by the Lancers. Lancers scrambling, and they're not going to be able to get it over. Communication error. That's not the scoring, though. It's going to have to go as a ball handling error on the Lancers. A generous scorekeeper might give it an ace for Jill Scouten. Serve controlled by Mount Marty on the sideline. Passed over the net, though. Free ball to Dort College. Keel to Gasing. Gasing on the swing. Controlled by Mount Marty on the dig. Comes back outside, and a block put up on Sierra Cloth's attack, but it goes out of bounds long. So Cloth getting the kill, just simply banging it off of the block for the kill. Sierra Cloth with her third kill this evening. Serving is Taylor Murtha for Mount Marty. Lancers in their gray jersey tops, yellow highlighting and navy numerals, controlled by Dort College. Gasing outside, Altina. Altina blocked at the net, covers it herself. Back over the net, though, here comes Mount Marty on the free chance. Hitting it long and out of bounds, but we've got a player in the net for the defenders. I believe that was Liz Keel who gets caught for being in the net. So a kill for Cloth. Back-to-back kills for Cloth. She's got four, and the Lancers have tied it up 5-5. Taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing, comes back right side. Keel with the kill. Keel swings and gets the kill. Aubrey Drake has service. Well, not quite the electric atmosphere we had last night at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Dort College forced to generate their own enthusiasm tonight. No crowd really to help you get motivated this evening. The attack by Kutchton. Kutchton with her first kill. We're tied up 6-6. 6-6 our score. Cloth with serve. And Cloth with a jump serve, and I believe Cloth so far this evening with three service errors. Three service attempts, three service errors. So Cloth that time serves it into the net. Last two times she had been long. Might have been a double, no call made. Here comes Gasing outside. It goes to Horstman. Horstman banks it off of the block, and a block error by Mount Marty. A player in the net. Horstman will get credit for the kill. How that works in scorekeeping is when the net violation is called, the player attacking gets credit for the kill. Controlled by Mount Marty, attacking outside over the top of the block, saved by Scouten overhand, kept alive by Jansen, and then Scouten and Drake looked at each other, neither took over. Scouten had her back to the net, Drake maybe had the better angle on it, and the Lancers get the point, bottom line, 8-7. 8-7 our score. Taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing. Slide right side, Granstra. Granstra into the net. Timing not quite there today. And we are tied at 8-8. 8-8 our score. Tie number six already of set number two. Set to Horstman. Horstman with a kill. So every time Dort College needs a point, it seems like they can summon it and get one. 9-8, Dort College by a point. Serving is Gasing. So one timer on the rotation. Dort College was up 9-8. Now 10-8 as Gasing records her second ace serve of the evening. Gasing's serve was taken middle back, but unable to handle it was the libero for Mount Marty. Saved by Jansen on the attack out of the middle for Mount Marty. Here's Horstman. Horstman with another kill. Jenna Horstman with her seventh, and Jenna Horstman taking over right now. So Jenna Horstman with the kill. Served by Gasing down the line. Up and over, free ball Dort College. Moss, Gasing, Gasing, Moss. Moss, cross court. Hits it wide and out of bounds, point Mount Marty. So an attack error by Moss. And the defender lead is 11-9. The libero is Brianna Thiege for Mount Marty. Ord College went at her a couple different times in that service sequence. Lysney with service, taken by Ord College, attacking Granstra. Granstra blocked at the net, saved by Drake, gets it back over to Horstman. Horstman off high hands, kill. And right now, Ord College taking advantage of the outside attack from Jenna Horstman. Horstman with eight kills, five of them here in set number two. Serving is Granstra. Granstra an ace serve. So an ace by Granstra, the third of the evening for the defenders. Brooke Granstra, her first ace. Ord College leads 13-9. Pushed up and over, free ball. Ord College, Gasing back over to Keel. Keel with a swing and the kill. Keel attacking out of the middle that time for the kill. Elizabeth Keel with her third kill. And the Lancers want to talk things over. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5
FM. Ord College is located.
Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By the Ord College Bookstore, located in the Ord College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30. Pushed over by Horstman as we return to play. Ord College attacking, back over to Moss. Moss for the kill. Haley Moss with her fourth kill. Ord College leads 15-9. Ord College in the driver's seat again, enjoying a six-point lead. Granstra served the back line, an ace for Granstra. Now Ord College has it rolling, and you've got some doubt on the Mount Marty side of the net. Granstra with her second ace, the third for Ord College here in set number two. Short serve taken by Dithsey. Thiege with the attack, and she punches it over. Granstra goes after one that was up around her eyes on the back line. Might have let that one go, but she felt it was too close. So the kill put down by Mount Marty. And Brianna Thiege has service. Thiege served, taken by Ord College. Gasing back over to Moss. Moss redirects it. Moss with a kill. Ord College up 17-10. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Serve taken by Mount Marty. That was Paloma with the serve. Cloth with a kill out of the middle. Sierra Cloth putting together a pretty nice match. She's got five kills, but not enough help right now for Sierra Cloth. Serving for the Lancers will be Jakeson. Serving are the Lancers. To the back line, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasink. Outside it comes to Altena. Altena for the kill. Altena records the kill, her fifth. And the Ord College lead is 18-11. 18-11, our score, Scouten with service. So Scouten to serve it up and over. Low hard serve taken by Dithsey. Pushed back over by Mount Marty on the busted play, and that's Rachel Reif. Reif for the kill. Reif records the kill. Ord College leading 18-12 here in set number two. Serving for the Lancers is Lysney. This is Mirtha. Mirtha with service. Ord College attacking, comes back over to Keel. Keel off of the block for the kill. Elizabeth Keel with her fourth kill. And the Ord College defenders lead at 19-12, and it feels like Ord College is in control of this one. Ord College 1 set 1, 25-17. They lead here in set 2, 19-12. Jump serve by Drake, controlled by the Lancers. Slide right side, Cloth, and we've got a double contact called on Mount Marty and Lindsey Jakeson. So a ball handling error on the Lancers. Jakeson called for the double. Ord College leading 20-12. Jump serve controlled by the Lancers. Lancers attacking from the outside, and we've got a hit into the net by Bailey Kutchta, point Ord College. So Kutchta with an attack error, and the Ord College lead is 21-12. Julia Lindberg checks into the match. Mount Marty will call the timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Shelter, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Drake Service, nearly an ace, it is an ace. Mount Marty unable to get together three contacts legally. And Drake has her first ace serve of the evening, and the defenders build their lead to 22-12. Serving again will be Drake for Dort College. Drake, a freshman from Rock Island, Illinois. Her jump serve is into the net, and that ends the run of 4 points in a row for the defenders in five of the last six. So Drake with the service error. And the Lancers now trail 22-13. Cloth with service. Cloth serve taken by Drake. Gets it over to Gasing. Quick set to Granstra. Granstra for the kill. Granstra makes it 23-13. Granstra with her first kill of set number two. Jocelyn Wynn checking into the contest for the defenders. Up 23-13. Wind joins Horstman and Gasink in the front row. Serving is Jansen. Jansen, serve controlled by the Lancers, pushed over the net, free ball. Scouten gets it to Gasink. Gasink back over to Wind. Wind for the kill. So Jocelyn Wind with the kill. Number 29. And Jocelyn Wind gets you the particulars on her. An ace serve for the defenders. And the Dort College defenders win it 25-13. So an ace by the defenders. Jocelyn Wynn, by the way, middle blocker out of Johnston, Colorado. She's a freshman. Dort College wins set to 25-13. Dort College up two sets to nothing. Back with a rundown of what's happened thus far. Right after this, this is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The numbers through two sets. Dort College, 30 kills, 9 errors, 54 total attacks. Mount Marty, 16-10 and 56. Dort College, a 389 kill efficiency. 650 in set number two as they went 15-2 and 20 in kills, errors, and total attacks. Dort College with one block tonight. Mount Marty with a couple. Dort College, 27 digs. Mount Marty with 11. Officially four service aces. My tally sheet has six. So I've got an issue there. Mount Marty, no service aces and three service errors. Dort College with three service errors as a team. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor. I beg your pardon, Hilt Real Estate offering real estate solutions for home commercial investment and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Dort College leading two sets to nothing, looking for a sweep tonight. They check the lineups. Todd Karolchek, Jean Ellis takes her perch up in the official stand on the far side, the R1. And we are set for volleyball in set number three. Serving for the Lancers will be Amber Dithsey. So Dort College in front, two sets to zero. Dithsey with service. Taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing back set to Granstra. Granstra for the kill. So Dort College leads 1-0 on the kill by Granstra. Granstra quiet by her standards in set number 2 with just 1 kill. She now has 7 kills for the evening. And hitting it long and out of bounds is Bailey Kutchta, point Dort College. So Dort College on an attack error by Kutchta. She hits it over the top of the block, but hits it almost to the basketball baseline. Granstra now with service, and Granstra serves into the net. So Granstra with the service error. And the Lancers have serve. Take it by Granstra. Gaysink gets it over to Keel. Keel taps it over. Lancers attacking Cattle. Cattle goes cross-court kill. We're tied 2-2. 2-2 our score. Lancers serving. Controlled by Granstra. Gets it over to Gaysink. Slide right side. Moss. Moss off high hands. Controlled by the Lancers. Lancers, Cattle. Cattle over the top of the block. Saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Moss. Moss to Horstman. Horstman for the kill. Horstman with the kill, and for Jenna Horstman, that's her 9th unofficially. 3-2 our score. Serving for the defenders will be Palama, the sophomore from Rock Valley. Down ball by Cattle, unable to put it away. Dort College blocks it. Mount Marty reloads. Free ball taken by Palama. Back corner, controlled by Gaysink. Back over to Keel. Keel blocked at the net. Point Lancers. We're tied up 3-3. Our score. Serve taken by Granstra, controlled by the defenders. Comes back over to Keel. Keel with the, Altena. Altena with the kill. Altena with the kill. Andor College retakes a 4-3 lead. 4-3 our score. Serve by Scouten on the way. Scouten low hard serve, controlled by Lancers and Leisney. Pushed over the net, and Dort College is there to block it. That's Keel and Altena. Dort College up 5-3. 5-3 our score on block by Altena. Scouten serving. And Scouten served to the sideline. Taken by Leisney. Outside set, Cloth. Cloth off high hands. Taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gaysink. Slide right side, Keel. Keel blocked at the net. Covered by Scouten. Kept alive by Granstra. Back over to Altena. Altena unable to put it down. Set outside Cloth. Cloth off the block. Controlled by Granstra. Dove after it. Now a down ball by Altena. Controlled by the Lancers. Lancers attacking Cattle. Cattle blocked at that, but out of bounds. Point Mount Marty. So Cattle with the kill. That's Laura Cattle's 5th kill. And the defender lead is 5-4. 5-4. Lancers have service. And the serve to the back line is off of the back line and out of bounds by Mount Marty and Leisney. Point defenders. Well, it would appear to me Mount Marty has taken the approach that they have to serve as tough as they can to try and keep Dort College out of system. And due to that fact, they have several service errors tonight. Controlled by Mount Marty on the serve by Drake. Now a block put up. Dort College gets three, picks it out of the net, though. Here comes the Lancers after Altena's hit was dug up. And Jamie Gaysink puts up a solo block. Gaysink with a solo. And the Dort College defenders lead 7-4. 7-4, Drake with serve. Drake serve controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers attacking, set outside Cloth. Cloth blocked at the net, pushed over, saved by Granstra, gets it over to Gaysink, comes back over to Altena. Altena down the line for the kill. Altena with the kill. And for Emma Altena, that's her 6th. I beg your pardon, should be her 7th. She's got 2 here in set number 3. Dort College leading 2-0, nearly an ace, and it will go as an ace for Drake. And that is the second ace for Aubrey Drake, official scorekeeper tonight, not agreeing with me though. Dort College leading 9-4, timeout charge to the Lancers. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, back with more after this. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from American State Bank offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hall. Member FDIC and the community. by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. And the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Aubrey Drake continues with service, Dort College leading 9-4. Low hard serve controlled by the Lancers. They'll attack, set outside Cloth. Cloth blocked at the net, now pushed over by the Lancers off the return, backhanded over by Altena. Pushed back over by the Lancers. Scouten sets it back over to Granstra, unable to put it down. Set left side, Cloth. Cloth off high hands, controlled by the Lancers as they covered it. Comes back over to Allison Cross. Cross with her third kill. Cross attacking out of the middle, is able to redirect it to the sideline. Dort College had the block in the middle and left the right side or the left side of their defense open. And Cross records the kill. Cross for three kills. Serve taken by Scouten, gets it over to Giesink, comes back over to Granstra. Granstra for the kill. Brooke Granstra officially with nine kills now. Beg your pardon, eight. Jenna Horstman has nine. Emma Altman has seven. Haley Moss has five. Now Horstman with the overpass. Here come the Lancers again on the attack. And down the line for the kill for the Lancers is Rachel Reif. Reif with her second kill. And the Dort College lead is 10-6. 10-6 our score. Cloth with service. Dort College one set 125-17. One set 225-13. And the serve by Cloth is in the net. Sierra Cloth serves it into the net. She promptly checks out of the match. That is at least her fourth service error tonight. Controlled by the Lancers. Lancers attacking right side Cross. Cross. With the kill. So, I beg your pardon, Rachel Reif with the kill. Reif makes it 11-7, Dort College by four. Serve, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Giesink, comes back over to Horstman. Horstman into the net, point Mount Marty. So an attack error by Horstman. And the Lancers trail by three, 11-8. 11-8, taken by Jansen. And we've got a back row attack called as that pass was too close to the net. Left Giesink not much to work with. So that'll go officially as an attack error on Giesink. Dort College leading 11-9. Giesink racing after it, pushed over the net by Horstman. Horstman called for a double. And just like that, the Lancers have put together 3 points in a row. And they're back to within a point. A ball handling error by Horstman that time. And the Lancers are within 11-10. Giesink back over to Granstra. Granstra for the kill. So Granstra makes it 12-10, and she's got nine unofficially. Serving is Brooke Granstra. Granstra, knuckleball controlled by the Lancers. Set goes to Cattle. One arm stab saved by Jansen. Comes over to Horstman. Horstman blocked at the net point. Lancers. Horstman attacking from the left side. Into the block, unable to get it off the side. Lancers were able to close the block. Maura Lisney now with service. And Lisney serve taken by Jansen. Comes back over to Moss. Moss pushes it over with the left hand. Saved by Granstra. Comes back over to Horstman. Jansen to Giesink. Giesink Moss blocked at the net. Chicken wing save. Keeps it alive. Dort College attacking. Down ball by Horstman. Saved by the Lancers. Comes back over to Cattle. Saved by Giesink. Gets it over to Moss. Moss to Horstman. Horstman into the net. Point Lancers, and we're tied up 12-12. 12-12 our score. The Lancers have scored five of the last six and have knotted it up at 12-12, forcing Dort College to use their first timeout of the match. Back with more after this. Lancers with service taken by Granstra. Gets it over to Giesink. Comes back over to Keel. Keel on the slide to the right for the kill. Keel with the kill, Dort College leading 13-12. Elizabeth Keel with her fifth kill. And the Dort College defenders lead by a point. Abby Palama has service. Palama's low hard serve controlled by the Lancers. Lancers attacking, blocked at the net, now locked back over by Altena. Altena puts the overpass away for the kill. Alton, a freshman from Sioux Center, listed 6'1", puts that one away. She's got 8 kills, and the defenders trail it, or lead it, I should say, 14-12. Serving is Palama again. Floater controlled by the Lancers. Had a little bit of mustard on that one. Might have been a double call. No call made. Comes back over to Moss. Moss down the line. Hits it wide and out of bounds. There was no touch. Point, Mount Marty. So Moss, an attack error. Your college volleyball fans, usually not very vocal. But every once in a while you'll hear something where they think they saw something pretty obvious, a pretty knowledgeable fan base in terms of volleyball. Comes back over to Keel. Keel back over to Altena. Altena with a swing. Pushed back over by Mount Marty. Gasing saves it. Now Altena, busted play, unable to put it down. Lancer scrambling. Cloth off the net, and she gets it down. So Cloth with the kill. For Cloth, that's number 6, and we're tied again, 14-all. We were tied at 2-3-12 and now 14, so tie number 4 of set number 3. North College trying to close it out in 3. Back over to Keel. Keel with a swing, and Keel with a kill to the back corner. Elizabeth Keel with her 6th kill. Horstman and Granstra have 9 each for the defenders unofficially. Altena has 8 and Keel has 6. 5 for Moss. Controlled by the Lancers. Back over to Cloth. Cloth hits it wide and out of bounds. Point defenders. So Cloth with the attack error. Dort College leading 16-14. And serving for the defenders will be Scouten. Scouten, low hard serve. Controlled by Mount Marty. Over the top of the block. Saved by the defenders. Comes back over to Altena. Altena, unable to turn on it enough. Tries to go cross court, but hits it long and out of bounds. Point, Mount Marty. So an Altena attack error gets Mount Marty back to within a point at 16-15. 16-15 the score. Serve controlled by Jansen. Gets it to Gasing. Slide, Keel. Keel, kill. Elizabeth Keel with the kill. She's got 7. Dort College 1, set 1, 25-17, and set 2, 25-13. Serving is Aubrey Drake for the defenders. Drake serve, controlled by the Lancers. Set outside, Cloth. Cloth off high hands, covered by Scouten, and gets it to Gasing. Quick attack, Granstra kill. Brooke Granstra with double-digit kills again. Came in averaging 3.5 kills per contest, just a shade below her average right now. 18-15, our score. Drake serve to the sideline is wide and out of bounds. Point Mount Marty, and Mount Marty still within 2 at 18-16. Entering this set, Dort College had 3 service errors and I believe 6 service aces. Lancers charged with 3 service errors and no aces. Gasink outside, Altena kill. So Altena with another kill. She's got 9 now. North College closing in on 3 players with double-digit kills. Controlled by the Lancers, Cloth. Cloth, cross-court, right-side slide, kill. Cloth for the Lancers, and I've got her with 8 kills now. We'll get the official numbers at the conclusion of the match. Concordia and Midland playing in Fremont tonight. That match is tied at 1 set apiece. Mount Marty with service. Lancers down by 2. Gasing outside, Horstman. Horstman down the line, hits it wide and out of bounds. Point, Lancers. So Horstman hits it wide. So an attack error on Horstman. And the Lancers trying to tie it up. Serve is into the net by the Lancers. And that was a new player for Mount Marty. Not listed on the varsity roster. We'll go down to the junior varsity. If it's number 10 for the junior varsity, that's Morgan Hay. North College leading 2018 on the service error. Gasink with service for the defenders. Off high hands, Mount Marty's attack. Gasink loads up right side, Moss. Blocked at the net, covered by Gasink. Bump set by Moss out. Horseman. Horseman over the block. Saved by the Lancers. Jakeson sets right side. Blocked at the net. Horseman and a Granstra put the block up on Rife. And the North College defenders lead 21-18. 21-18, our score coming up at the conclusion of our match. Whenever that is, we'll have the Wireless World postgame wrap. Moss pushes the overpass over. Now Mount Marty returns the favor. Free ball. Granstra kill. North College in front by four, 22-18. Mount Marty has one timeout remaining, I believe. So far, they elect not to use it. Gasing serve, controlled by Mount Marty, pushed over the net, free ball. Gasing gets the set, right side Moss. Moss kill. If you got it, you might want to use it, or are you going to let it just play out? 23-18, our score, North College up by five. Serving is Gasing. Gasing, low hard serve, taken by the Lancers. Lancers attacking, off the net, saved by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing, outside, Horseman. Horseman with a kill. Horseman with another kill. And Jenna Horseman now with 10 by my count. And the defenders lead at 24-18, and the defenders are on set and match point. Gasing serve is just long out of bounds. Point Lancers, so the service error by Gasing. And the Lancers have service. This is Amber Dithsey. Dithsey serve, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing middle, Granstra. Granstra unblocked, kill. Shooting fish in a barrel, and Granstra puts it away. Dort College wins 25-19. Dort College improves to 9-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference with a 25-17, 25-13, 25-19 win. Dort College 9-1 in the conference, 18-3 overall. Mount Marty 2-8 in the conference, 7-14 overall. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with the Wireless World postgame wrap in a few minutes. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. North College victorious over the Mount Marty Lancers this evening. Three sets to zero, 25-17, 25-13, and 25-19. And it is not for the faint of heart to venture up into the crow's nest. You've got to work your way around a ladder and work your way up a ladder. But Emma Altena has made her way up to share her post-match thoughts. And as we get to know members of the Dort College volleyball team, Emma, congratulations. Team jumped out early, seemed pretty focused after the win last night over Viterbo. Business as usual after last night's contest. Pretty easy to get back at it here this evening.
Yeah, we were excited to be back at it and playing again tonight. We knew that the focus had to be the same and that our intensity had to be the same. We knew that we had to play at our level and, yeah, just play.
You played for Western last year, and you moved into the college ranks along with Jamie Gasink. Was there a certain level of comfort having Jamie setting for you through high school and now into college? Did that help the transition?
It did, yeah. Jamie's an amazing setter, so to be able to have her for 4 years in high school and then now in college is a really big blessing for me.
What has been the biggest adjustment for you in terms of volleyball, making the change from high school volleyball to college volleyball, or making the transition, I should say?
I think the biggest change for me is probably the speed. The speed obviously picks up a little bit, so it's kind of a challenge sometimes to stick with it, but it's going good. So,
how are things slowing up for you at all? Does it feel like you're more comfortable? What are we, 6 weeks into the season? Feel like you're getting a little more comfortable?
Yeah, and my teammates helped me a lot with that. Me and Jamie are both new to this whole collegiate level, and we've had some really great teammates that keep us up to speed with everything and help us feel comfortable on the court.
Okay, Sioux Center girl, why Dort College? What went into that decision to stay relatively close to home?
I chose Dort College because I knew it would prepare me to be a good leader in God's kingdom. So, and volleyball was just a bonus for that.
What have you settled in on a field of study? Do you have any idea what you want to focus in on, or is that open at this point?
I'm studying exercise science, pre-physical therapy.
Thinking to the future, and that's a little ways away yet. 3 years, 4 years down the road, what would you like to do for a career?
I'll be going to grad school after college, So hopefully physical therapist somewhere. So.
Or a professional student.
Yes.
Your dad probably wouldn't like that idea so much. Thanks, Emma. Thanks for stopping by, and I look forward to visiting with you more in the coming seasons.
Thank you.
That's Emma Altna, freshman from Sioux Center, and the Dort College defenders getting a win this evening over Mount Marty, and the defenders getting that victory with a 292 kill efficiency, a 650 kill efficiency in set number two. And at times in sets one and three, felt like the defenders had to battle through a little sluggishness, but set two, things were clicking, and Coach Chad Hansen has made his way over. And Coach Hansen, as I said to Emma, business as usual this evening. Was it pretty easy to settle back in and get ready for this conference match?
I think, I don't know, Mike. It's so different playing on the home, playing at home than playing on the road. Playing a high-intensity match and playing a match where you've got to create some intensity. So, yes, it's exciting for us. It was perfect for us because it gives us different areas to test ourselves and grow. And we talked about several focus points and goals prior to the match, and felt like we accomplished those for the most part.
You talk about focus points. What were those focus points that you wanted to take care of this evening at Mount Marty?
We wanted to serve tough. That was an important piece, and I like how we did that. They were out of system quite a bit. Our serve-receive passers took some ownership and said that they really wanted to keep us in system quite often, you know, every single time. And then something else was just communicating really strong and playing highest energy volleyball that we could. There were dips in that specific category. There was a timeout that they called, and we came out of that timeout in the second set with communication that was life-giving, and it resulted in some quick points on our scoreboard, and that was fun to see. That's Dort volleyball. I don't even want to compare it to last night or other nights. It's just Dort volleyball, and for the most part, we hit those three targets.
Summer Jansen, 25 digs for you this evening. She's been pretty solid over the last 2 weeks as you bounce back from those back-to-back losses that seemed like a while ago already, 2 weeks, I believe, and seems like things are solidified for you.
They are getting more and more solidified, Mike. That, you know, at some point we will. I'll let you forget about those two losses. I think we've moved on. I feel the strength of our team, the chemistry, the unity. We've really shown. You know, we've been tested in some different matches, both with teams that are near the bottom of the conference and some teams that are top in the nation. We've been tested, and I think we've succeeded in different ways, fully knowing that we have areas to grow.
Midland on Saturday. Midland right now in a match with Concordia, and I believe they are set to take set number three, so it'll go to set four in Fremont. Concordia won set one. Midland came back to win sets two and three. You're going down to Midland, and that is, again, a tougher environment, a more electric environment, I would imagine, and you're playing a very good team again.
We are, and we know that it's their homecoming or alumni weekend. They are amped. You know, people around the country are going to be watching this match in whatever capacity they can. And for us, it's a match to just further show our ability and talent together as a collective group. We're looking forward to it. It's the next one on our schedule. We had to take care of this one tonight. And it's the next one. It will be a tough place to play, and I like how tough-minded my group keeps demonstrating themselves to be.
Coach Hansen, I will let you go. Get on the road and get back to Sioux Center. Congratulations on the victory tonight, and another couple days to prepare for the Midland Warriors.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mike.
Let's take a look at the numbers then as we wrap things up. Dort College, 46 kills, 18 errors, 96 total attacks, 292 kill efficiency. Mount Marty, 23, 15, and 90 for an 089 kill efficiency. Dort College and Mount Marty both with four points off of blocks. The defenders, 6 service aces. Mount Marty, no service aces. Both teams had 6 service errors. Dort College was led by Brooke Granstra's 12 kills, 10 for Jenna Horstman, 9 for Emma Altena, 7 for Elizabeth Keel, and 6 for Haley Moss. 43 assists for Jamie Gasink, 2 service aces for Gasink, 2 service aces for Granstra, 1 service ace each for Aubrey Drake and Summer Jansen. 25, Jansen was a perfect 25 for 25 on serve receptions. Granstra was 11 of 11. Those two players combined took 36 of the 45 serves from Mount Marty. 16 digs for Jansen, 9 for Granstra, 7 for Jill Scouten. For the Lancers, they were topped by Sierra Cloth with 6. Allison Cross had 5. Laura Cattle had 5. Allison Cross and Rachel Reif also with 5 kills apiece. 11 assists for Lindsay Jackson, 9 for Amber Dithsey. Maura Lisney had 10 digs to lead Mount Marty in that category. Dort College, in terms of blocks, only player more than one block. That was Brooke Granstra. She had 2 block assists. So that's going to do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Dort College victorious over Mount Marty, 25-17, 25-13, and 25-19. Next broadcast for Dort College Sports on KDCR will be Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock kickoff. In Lincoln, Nebraska, Dort College taking on Nebraska Wesleyan in Great Plains Athletic Conference action. That'll be a 1 o'clock kickoff. That's going to do it for KDCR Sports. I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.